In New York, beaches are open from Memorial Day weekend through Labor Day. Approximately 1,200 lifeguards do everything from water rescues to first aid. With a starting hourly rate of $13.57 an hour, it's a good gig for someone who's saving for college and for teachers who have the summers off, like Brooklyn native Janet Fash. She's the chief lifeguard at Beach 96th Street in the Rockaways and the subject of this week's New York Works.
If you're not a regular beachgoer, city lifeguards can tell. They call you a DFD, someone who is down for the day.
The DFDs usually are peeling some plastic off of a brand new boogie board that they may not know how to use. The lifeguards will turn and go, that's a DFD.
And the brand new boogie board isn't the only clue.
It's a person that really doesn't know the tides. They don't know that it's low tide. They'll be closest to the water, and they won't understand that the water is going to come up and greet them.
Janet Fash has been patrolling the beaches in the Rockaways for 31 years. She works as a teacher during the school year, but spends her summer managing a team of lifeguards along a half-mile stretch of sand and ocean in Queens.
The first thing when I do when I get to work here is I look at the ocean. Is it low tide? Is it high tide? Do we have some rip currents? The next thing is to assign the lifeguards their chairs.
When her lifeguards are busy watching bathers, Fash works the shore. She administers first aid to beachgoers and keeps an eye out for lost children. A petite 5'6", Fash doesn't look like someone who could save a struggling swimmer, but her frame is deceptive.
I always like to say that the water equalizes us. I'm a great runner, and I can run fast like a lot of the guys, and I can swim really fast. And when you get in the water to do a rescue, you have your tool, a torpedo, and you're floating. You know, it's not the same as being on land.
And it's not just swimmers that Fash and her lifeguards are watching, like this time last summer.
Everyone was spotting sharks last year. Well, it wasn't sharks. They were stingrays, and they were mating in the ocean. There was just pools of them going by, and they were fluttering in the ocean. And it looked like a fin because they were both up fluttering into the open air right above the water.
Fash says when people saw the fins, everyone on the beach yelled shark. So she and her team pulled everyone out of the water. But she doesn't think sharks are all that common in the Rockaways, at least not that close to the shore.
I'm not going to say we haven't seen them. My lifeguards have seen them, but they're not common at the beaches in the Rockaways. But I think they're at least out a mile.
I like that. I want them at least out a mile.
Yeah.
So, beachgoers, to find Fash hard at work, hop the A train to the Rockaways. Don't forget to transfer at Broad Channel. And if you don't want to be a DFD, open the boogie board at home. For WNYC, I'm Bridget Bergen.
You can listen to the entire New York Works series at our website, WNYC.org, and let us know who you think we should profile.